Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. I wish I had a dollar, or possibly two, for every time I've been in a public place and watched a parent try to coax a child to do something. Please, the parent says with a smile that's already beginning to fray around the edges, or now through clenched teeth. Most of the time, the child in question looks dismissively at the parent and continues to do whatever she was doing before. Not long ago, a loving, committed, and thoroughly frustrated mom sat on my couch, telling me about a similar incident she'd experienced with her 3-year-old daughter. When I gently suggested that she tell her child what needed to happen and then follow through by picking the child up and moving her where she needed to go, the mother looked genuinely horrified. "I grew up with parents who yelled and spanked and made me do things," she told me, "and I swore I would never force my child to do things, but she just won't listen to me." The mom sighed. "I give her choices, just like the parenting books say. She just never does any of the choices." Now, I've heard this before, and while I empathize with this mom's feelings, niceness without backbone just isn't an effective parenting strategy. So I asked this mom a question. "If your daughter ran out into the street," I said, "would you stand on the sidewalk and ask her nicely to run back to you? Or would you immediately run out, pick her up, and take her where she could play safely?" "Well, I'd go get her, of course," mom said, looking a bit mystified. "But you're forcing her," I observed. And mom was stumped. Many parents expect that if they ask something of their children nicely, those children will cheerfully comply. If you haven't already figured it out, folks, parenting doesn't work that way. Nice doesn't work unless it's balanced with firmness. You can and should be kind and respectful when talking to your children, but you have to grow a parental spine. Effective parenting requires firmness and follow through. Why is this so hard for parents? Why do so many well-meaning moms and dads fall victim to what I call wimpy parent syndrome? I believe it's because parents need their children to like them, not love them, like them. And sometimes, if you're doing your job as a parent well, your children just won't be happy. They'll cry when you say no because they really wanted that toy or cookie. They'll cry when you say it's bedtime because they really want to watch another video. They're young and unskilled, and they know what they want. But you're the parent. It's your job to know what your child needs. Being firm and following through when necessary isn't mean, nor is it force, unless you're grabbing arms or hair or pushing and slapping. Those things aren't necessary. They're counterproductive, and they'll get you in trouble, and rightfully so. But firmness is absolutely required. Think for a moment. Do you know what the speed limit is on your local interstate? Do you know what the consequence is if you break it? Have you ever broken it anyway? Be honest now. Would you pay any attention at all to the speed limit if you knew the nice officer didn't want you to cry or feel badly and would never give you a ticket? Sometimes we even pay the ticket and still break the speed limit. Why should we think our children are any different? Connection and kindness are crucial, but without firmness, not much will get done. If you're a parent, there will be days when your kids won't like you much, but that doesn't mean you're wrong. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.